from one Kiwi to another. Let's head over to New Zealand and have a chat to Andrew Forsman. Andrew Forsman and, of course, Murray Baker have entries in the major races, and they went oh so close. The first Australasian horse home in the Melbourne Cup last year with the Chosen One. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Michael.
Important day yesterday with a lot of the Kiwi stars having some trials and jump outs, including your horses as well. How do you think the Chosen One went yesterday? Has he come back well?
Yeah, very well. I think he's probably from a family that is bred to sort of, they do get better with time, and I know he's getting on a little bit and he's had a few preparations now at the highest level, but no, he seems to be going every bit as good as he ever has.
He seemed to grow another leg in the Spring Carnival last year, and he ran well during the autumn without really reaching those heights that we saw him finish fourth in a Melbourne Cup. Do you think he's a better spring horse?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. I think the key with him, if you go through his form, is barrier draws. He competes, obviously competing at very good levels, so the way he races, he sort of tends to get back, come with one run, and when the tracks are sort of fast and a bit flat, he sort of tends to get too far out of his ground from wide draws. He can tend to switch off when he has to come out and around horses. When he gets a good draw, a bit of a suck run up and amongst them, he seems a much better horse.
What's his kickoff going to be? Because you've used the Fian in the past as where we've seen him, and then he came back a little later and devastatingly won first up at Flemington last year. So which path will you take this year?
Yeah, just talking to Marion, we were sort of trying to nut things out over the last few days. I think we're probably leaning towards the Fian first up, which we did two springs ago anyway. So that's a likely starting point for him at this stage.
And he didn't have that many runs last spring. He went straight from a Caulfield Cup into the Melbourne Cup. Is that the type of campaign that we'll see again?
Yeah, I think it'll be fairly similar. We don't need to change too much. We just have to have him as right as we can on the day and hopefully less internationals out this year anyway.
Quick thinker, did he remain in Sydney?
Yeah, he went to Brisbane for a stint, but just struck a very firm track there at Eagle Farm, and we decided to pull pin on that campaign. So he came back to Sydney, had a little freshen up there, and he's back in work just with Bjorn's got him ticking over. He's had one sort of hit out at the trials, a jump out, and set to have another trial early next week at Warwick Farm.
And I suppose the big spruik horse of the stable that we got to see during the autumn was Aegon. He was devastating first up, and then things just didn't go to plan his next two starts. How has he come back?
Yeah, he's come back really well. He was obviously good in the Hobartville, then, yeah, didn't have a lot of luck in the Randwick and he's all the Doncaster. But I think now, as an older horse now, we're looking forward to seeing how he does come along. So, yeah, plans are probably a little bit up in the air, but I guess ultimately we'd like to hopefully get him back to Sydney later in the year for a crack at the Golden Eagle.
Would you go straight to Sydney or would you come via Melbourne? Have you got that far in the planning as yet?
Yeah, there's options. It's whether we sort of stay at home, give him a run or two at home, or perhaps go to Melbourne for a run and then to Sydney. We have all good options to have, obviously, and we're just going to probably in the next couple of weeks sort out exactly what we're doing there. But one thing we won't do is give him too much racing between now and the Golden Eagle.
Andrew, good luck. We look forward to seeing you and hopefully a big team heading towards Melbourne during the Spring Carnival, led by the Chosen One, who ran so magnificently in both our Cups last year.
Yeah, thanks very much. Let's hope we can get over there.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We've got zero cases today, Andrew, so it's looking positive. We'd love to see all the Kiwi trainers and our friends here for the Spring Carnival as well.